And we're going to hear this. We're going to hear him now.
I can't tell you what it means to me and my family to see such a wonderful group of people here tonight. And I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for working all day today and for working on this campaign and for making this, I believe, the best campaign we've ever had in Higgins. Thank you very, very much. The results that have been posted tonight, which of course don't include postal votes, and we have 5,000 postal votes in the pot, show a swing absent of postal votes of about 1.8% against us here in Higgins. But when the postal votes are taken into account, we will have a swing to us in the seat of Higgins. Can I say, as I went around 37 booths today and I saw so many people who were working so hard, doing your bit for our campaign and for our country, doing it on a voluntary basis, I really do want to say that this is the best public spirit, the best tradition of Australian civic engagement, that you really are wonderful people. And my thanks go out to each and every one of you here today. Thank you. To Andrea, who's been our campaign manager, thank you so much. To Alan, my electorate chairman, Alan Cullen, thank you so much. Alan Friedman, who's worked so hard, to my staff in the electorate office, Lou and Athene and Ali and Mel, to my ministerial staff led by Phil Gaitchens, who's overcome really significant setbacks this year, and I won't name you all. You've been wonderful, wonderful people to work with and to have on our campaign, and I want to thank you most sincerely. I also want to thank my two beautiful children who are here tonight, Phoebe and Sebastian. Madeline, our daughter, who is overseas, and somebody who has been a wonderful partner with me through this political episode and has been a fabulous wife and a fabulous mother, and my greatest friend, Tony. Friends, it's not my role to give a rundown on the national situation. I won't be doing that. That is for the party leaders to do. Suffice to say, it appears on a national basis as if there's been a swing of the order of 5%. It appears that as a consequence of that, that Labor has won significant seats throughout the country. And may well have even won one or two seats here in Victoria. The consequence of that will be known to you. It will lead to a change of government. I think that's pretty clear. And I won't be doing any analysis tonight in relation to that. You will have speeches from each of the party leaders in due course and they will do their analysis. What I intend to do is I intend to speak to my colleagues. I've spoken to a number of them already. to speak to them about their futures. I want to pay tribute to those members who have lost their seats. I want to say each and every one of you was a valuable member of the Liberal National team. I want to congratulate every one of my colleagues that has retained his or her seat. They are a fine group of people. I've always believed that the highest form of service in any society is public service, and those people who devote themselves to serving the public, not always with all of the genuine thanks that they deserve, are wonderful people. And I want to say to each and every one of my colleagues throughout Australia, Liberal and National, you're a fine group of people, and it's been a privilege to serve with you.